Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
What's up, folks? How's everyone doing out there in internet land? How do you guys like the thumbnail? I was doing the cheesy car salesman. I shit on the thumbnail. I'm going to tell the artist to put like a twinkle in my eye or like a twinkle on my tooth. Like, I don't know. I like to come up with different shit every time. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. Lots going down. We're coming into it now. So is today the first day of spring, or was it yesterday? It's a leap year. So I'm going to guess it was yesterday, wasn't it? Wasn't it yesterday the first day of spring? I don't know. I usually don't keep up with this stuff, but finally it's about time. I have a tortoise that is in hibernation mode right now, and I think I'm going to go ahead and start putting him outside. It's time for Millie to go outside. You guys don't know about my tortoise, do you? Yeah, I have a tortoise. It's like a dinosaur. So I'm going to put her outside probably in the next week when it starts getting a little warmer. The nights are still kind of cold. Folks, when the lights go out on Amazon, get yourself a copy, leave an honest review, and my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, where she goes slumming with the Mexican. Yes, folks, leave an honest review, por favor. Por favor. And I got to say, today I do take Axel to get his checkup. Look, I know what they're going to tell me already. They're going to say it's time to do it. I already know he's suffering, but he's not. I know my dog, and yes, it's hard on him to walk, and it's hard on him to get up off the floor, but I know it's in his eyes, man. I just know, he still likes to go on rides in the truck, and he likes to eat his treats. So what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? You know, maybe when that gets too hard for him, then it's time. But as long as he has a little bit of enjoyment doing something, he likes to lay in the backyard and get the sun. I don't know, folks. I'm pretty sure I know what the vet's going to tell me today. And he's going to say, time to throw in the towel. But I don't know how to quit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. Folks, gut cleanse. You got to clean out your gut. That's where all the health starts from. So, speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods. And now I've taken this. I try all the products, folks. I know this works. I do this along with my fasting. And I'm going to read an article a little bit later in the segment about fasting that you all need to listen to, because they're going to start blaming this. Well, they're going to start blaming fasting on this. Okay, I'm not even kidding. I'm here to lay it out, and you all play it out. So, folks, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time, and this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. You got to pay attention to this. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, even skin problems. Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even over decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy. And these are healthy foods, okay? These are healthy foods. And it's far from normal, folks. The good news is you can easily help fix this problem from your home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which ones are not. And so this is a hidden toxin that's in foods. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. This will change your life. I'm big on gut health. That's why I fast. Right now I'm on my 18th hour fasting. I'm probably going to go to about 1 or 2 p.m. today. My friend got me started on that. And I got to tell you, it's been the best decision I've ever made in my life. Cleans out your gut. And when you're not digesting food, your body's repairing itself. It knows to repair itself. So it's an amazing thing. folks, I had Ricky Schroeder. Ricky Schroeder came on the show and, man, outed his handler, what he thought could have been his handler. Pretty epic interview. This is Ricky Schroeder. Remember Silver Spoons from the 80s? Ricky Schroeder, first real big mega child star that I can remember. Guy's awesome. He's a really down-to-earth guy. He has a beard now. I'm like, you still look like your 8-year-old self, but you have a beard. So Ricky Schroeder's coming on ninoscorner.tv. I already did the interview. It's epic. You're going to want to hear this. Ousting, calling out Hollywood, okay? Talking about a little, some dark stuff, folks, so be ready. Bo Pony is coming back on. I already did the interview. Look, folks, you all request him, and then you hate me for bringing him on. I don't understand this. I don't get it. I can't please everybody, and I do play devil's advocate with Bo Pony. So Bo Pony, I love the guy. I think he's been over the target many times. There's been some times he's messed up. We all do. But, hey, you know, it's a gamble, and I love to gamble. So Bull Pony's going up tomorrow. I mean, it's already premiering, so it's premiering tomorrow. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. X, Nino Boxer. Patreonware.com. Bing. I do get a little confused. Bing. Right there. Patreonware.com. Get yourself some gear. Get a hat. Thank you for the super chat. That kind of rhymed. Hey, get yourself a hat. Thank you for the super chat. Yeah, Patreonware. We got some new designs up there. Really cool stuff going up. Ninoscorner.tv, folks. Ninoscorner.tv. Fire. Absolute fire. I got Wano Saban up there right now talking about the Kate Middleton royal family drama. Like, what the hell's going on? There's a lot going on with this family. So was she pregno? Prego? With somebody else's kiddo? Listen to Juanito. He talks all about it. So that's up right now. I got Tracy Slepsevic, who discusses how to cure this. And you guys got to listen to this one. She talks how to detox from this, okay? Her son suffered from autism, and she goes into it and talks about how you can actually do some things to help it. So I can't say more than that. Jeff Berwick, anarchist. Does anarchy work? Yeah, maybe for some people. It really is a system of survival of the fittest. Thank you, Liv Straub. It really is a system of survival of the fittest. It's what I gather from it, but there are anarchist communities, especially in Mexico, which to me is like crazy, but he defends it through and through. Jeff Berwick, you might remember him as the Dollar Vigilante. He's on my show. I just did the interview with him. It's epic. That's going to be going up on ninoscorner.tv soon. I got Akshay coming on today. He's crossing Antarctica on foot. What? Are you serious? Listen, dude, do it barefoot. I dare you. I'm just saying, this is crazy. I wonder what, I mean, we're going to ask him all kinds of questions. I'm going to do it with John Pounders. We're going to team up together and do that today and talk to Akshay, who's crossing Antarctica. I mean, how do you cross something when you don't even know what the lay of the land is? I don't understand. I have a lot of questions. If you have some questions for him, put them in the comments. I got Sean Stone. He did not bing. He did not do that to David Steele, Robert David Steele. I know Benjamin Fulford put some stuff out there saying that Sean Stone tried to lure Benjamin Fulford into a trap. Oh, boy. You know, folks, I just don't know anymore. You know, I do my best. I do my best. I do my best. Anyway, Sean Stone coming on. And Benjamin Fulford, I'd love to have you back on. I'm still your friend, buddy. I love you. I love all my guests. But Sean Stone came on to set the record straight. He goes, Dave, I got to get on your show and talk about this. This is ridiculous. I said, okay. So he came on my show, and it's actually a great show. We talk about the Great Awakening, consciousness rising, the shift in humanity that's going to happen. Thank you, Red King 23. Thank you very much. Anybody getting on the Super Chat, you're awesome. Thank you. And Ricky Schroeder coming on. So, George Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos. Going to be talking about Mr. O. Mr. O's in deep shit. Big Mike's Mr. O, if you know what I'm talking about. Deep shit. So, he's coming on the General's 10. You're going to want to have your questions ready for this one. This one's epic. It's happening tomorrow, March 21st, General's 10, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You're going to want to be there. Taking all questions. We're going to be talking about Mr. O and Big Mike. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. I do sound like a strip club beat DJ, don't I? I sound like, oh, yeah. Put your hands together. You always got to have that creepy, like as if he's getting off in the back. You know, he's got to have that slimy, creepy, oh, yeah. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down and turn it up. Here we go. Let's get the day started with some coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah. Put your hands together. Shake those nalgas. All right, folks. Oh, he's just going to pop a blood vessel any day. He's just going to do it. It's going to happen. We're going to witness it live on YouTube. So, got to tell you, I put a link down there for Switch with Nino. If you want to buy American, that's like the first thing you can do. I don't care. I just go to Target and I go to all the big stores. You know what I'm saying? I got to say, walk the walk. I put the link on the comments. Fill out the job form and get started. We're going to have a good time together. And I call the first five callers every time. Or actually, when you book the appointment, the first five that book, I call personally. So it's a good little networking thing we got going. It's a Patriot network. And the meat by itself, I'm going to tell you right now, the best meat I've ever had. The best. None of this. So if you want really good meat, that's a reason in itself. It gets delivered on your doorstep whenever you need it. Prime rib, filet mignon, hammer ground meat. I mean, it's just awesome, folks. And it's American. Let me repeat, American. All you do is fill out the job form. Someone will get a hold of you, and you switch to American. Problem solved. None of this stuff from China. All right, folks. So here we go. He takes off his glasses to read. That fogs up on me. It fogs up on me, and I get a little flustered. All right, folks. So Texas is a very crucial and critical state. If you're going to take down America, Texas is the first big domino. There's a lot of focus on the Texas recently, and just like America as a whole, Texas is on life support. And who proved that more than anybody? Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke proved that Texas is not red, but purple. We're losing our state. I believe he was the first big flare in the sky was Beto O'Rourke. The first big, and he's from my town. He's from my city. I got to say, there's been a few times I've walked into a public place and I knew he was there and he walked out. And you know what's fucked up? Is there's a day in El Paso. I think it's March 23rd. David Nino Rodriguez Day in El Paso. I don't get any, nothing happens. I'm waiting for my marching band. I haven't seen it yet. There's not a little parade that goes down to the red light and takes a right. You know, nothing like that happens. It's kind of like, yeah, you got your day. When I was boxing, they gave me, when everyone was on my coattails when I was boxing, I was a hometown hero. I was 30-0, 36-0, going to be heavyweight champion of the world. Everyone was like, wow, David Nino Rodriguez. And then, anyway, he was the one that presented me. He was there when I got presented with my own David Nino Rodriguez Day in El Paso. Like I said, nothing. I'm still waiting for my marching band. I haven't seen it yet. But kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. But he, I believe, almost turned the state blue. Now, that shows you how deep shit we are in Texas. How much deep shit we are in Texas. So here we are now as Abbott won the standoff with the Biden administration. So he wins through the Supreme Court. Police can now detain and arrest illegal immigrants. But will they do it? I think it's going to at least detour most of the immigrants. Okay, maybe. I don't know. Because I don't think they're going to do shit. Egbert Stone, thank you. Colleen Perea, thank you. Why is Juan calling Diana Deanna? I don't know. I don't know. Don't ask these questions of me. I don't know. I didn't even pick up on that, so I'll go back and listen to it. So what potential danger is hitting Texas? Well, you defy Biden, a lot of danger. Like, I don't know. The solar eclipse, maybe. Maybe a power grid failure. Could this be looming? Maybe the right event needs to happen to prove that. So, how about a solar eclipse? That's the perfect excuse to me. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I am not psychic, and I'm not taking any flack on this shit because I am just posing the question. I'm just putting your antennas up. Keep your hands up and your chin down, folks. We don't know. I don't know what they're capable of, but could this happen? Yes. Could it not happen? It may not happen. But I at least have to give the warning. And you've heard Boone Cutler, he's hearing the same type of stuff, the same chatter. And if you listen to Cliff High, some kind of event, a 13 luminosity. I don't know. So they're saying to prepare with water, gallons of gas, drums of gas, a generator. Folks, they're telling everyone to prepare for an eclipse. Something that I've experienced many times throughout my life. Why? Why all of a sudden, oh, it's going to cause a lot of disturbances on the power grid. It could cause power grid failure. Really? When's the last time you've heard something like this? I don't know. People that are stepping down, Irish PM Leo Varadkar. I just butchered his last name. Announces resignation. The Irish PM, Vietnamese president, resigns. A lot of people are resigning right now. And a lot of people in Congress are deciding to step down. So, as we come into this solar eclipse, that's coming, gives them, in my opinion, and a perfect time to unplug. Perfect excuse. And it lines up with what? Their calendar. An upcoming solar eclipse is anticipated to see a significant drop in energy supply to Texas power grid as a lack of sunlight will see solar generation suddenly and dramatically decline. A lack of sunlight. What about nighttime? Isn't nighttime also lack of sunlight? And what about when it rains and it's and the whole state has clouds over it? Because that happens, you know, clouds. I mean, I see them all the time. I've seen the whole state of Texas. What about when a hurricane comes? It always hits the Gulf Coast of Texas. I don't understand this, but a solar eclipse that lasts just a few minutes, that can shut down the power grid? Really? 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 Okay. Okay, we'll go along with it. A total solar eclipse when the sun is completely shrouded by the moon is set to occur on April 8th, passing from northern Mexico across the southwest and into New England. 100% loss of sunlight is due to take place in Texas from around 12:10 p.m. to 3:10 p.m. According to Hugh Kutcher, a data scientist for solar power forecaster Solcast, most of the continental U.S. will experience a significant drop in solar generation, but the Electric Reliability Council of Texas will be heavily impacted by the effects of the eclipse. Will be heavily impacted. Solcast projections suggest that should the skies be clear that day, because the eclipse will occur in the middle of the day, solar production will suddenly drop from nearly 15,000 megawatts, sounds like Back to the Future, 15.5 megawatts, to around 1,000 megawatts. Okay, 15,000 to 1,000 before returning to normal. It estimates that the overall loss to the grid will be 11.7% of its total daily solar generation. As this happens, it just so happens, a massive comet with outbursts and brightness makes its approach towards the sun. So coincidentally, we're also going to have a comet heading towards the sun. Now, will anything happen? I don't know. Sky watchers may get it once or maybe twice in a lifetime opportunity to see a comet brighten and dim while appearing as if it has a pair of devil horns attached. I've heard this before. Could it be wormwood? As it makes its approach toward the sun, NASA said the comet 12P Pontus Brooks is racing towards its closest approach to the sun on a 71-year-long orbit. The orbit takes it as far away as the orbit of Neptune and as close as the orbit of Venus. But because the orbit is tilted, the space agency said there's no chance of a collision with Earth. The comet is about 18 miles in diameter and has been observed numerous times over the course of hundreds of years, most notably because of its outbursts of gas. Oh, boy. According to space.com, Jean Louis Pons, who lived from 1761 to 1831, discovered 37 comets, mostly with the help of telescopes and lenses that he designed. On July 12, 1812, Pons saw what he described as a shapeless object with no apparent tail, though over the next month, the object brightened enough to be seen with the naked eye, though it was still dim. So this thing is going to approach the sun around the time the eclipse is. And the way I look at this, folks, is like, you know, it's kind of like cycles. I look at it as cycles because, you know, that's how these, that's what these people really, this is what they follow, this type of shit. To them, this is everything. It's witchcraft 101, okay? Oh, boy. They're sun worshipers. So let's talk about the VP for a second. Vivek Ramaswamy, oh baby, give it to me good, give it to me good. Oh, Vivek Ramaswamy, I told you folks he wasn't going to be picked for VP. I said it. Another one. Another notch on my belt. In fact, I don't think any of these people on the list are going to be picked because they're swamp rats. And I think the way you do it is you dangle the carrot in front of them and let them get their hopes up. And so it's like an audition. It's an audition for VP. So they don't really talk bad about Mr. T. So as long as he keeps stringing them along, they're going to have their hopes up. So they're not going to badmouth him. They're going to be like, oh, he's a great guy. Even Ron DeSantis. Doesn't know what to say, does he? None of them do. None of them do. Because they're being strung along. It's like that chick that hopes to be your girlfriend. But you keep telling her to go home. You keep telling her to go home in the morning. She doesn't know why. Well, why can't I cook you breakfast? Because I got another one coming over in about an hour. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. oh, boy. Yeah. Right now, understand, everyone is auditioning for VP. Right now, they're auditioning. Trump rules out Vivek Ramaswamy as running mate as he eyes new team. So you know this guy's hopes are like crushed. Former U.S. president, and he was trying so hard, wasn't he? He was a cheerleader till the end. You got to give it to Vivek. Vivek was in it to win it, right? He was like, I will love Trump, A-A-P, T-R-U-M-P, Trump, T-R-U-M-P, Trump, go Trump. That was Vivek, okay? Doing handstands, cartwheels, whatever. Little cheerleader for Trump. I think we should give him some pom-poms and put him on the sideline of Trump rallies and let him cheer his little heart out. Let him just go like the Energizer Bunny. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has ruled out biotech engineer Vivek Ramaswamy as his running mate and is now considering offering him a cabinet role. Wow, what a downgrade that is, huh, buddy? Despite the fact that Trump allies see Ramaswamy as the perfect pick for the job, the ex-U.S. president personally informed him that he would not be selecting him for the vice president position. In other words, he's like, you're fired. Well, actually, I got you a janitorial position. However, he is thinking about appointing Indian-American Ramaswamy as Homeland Security Secretary. He's going to be doing a lot of paperwork. Supreme Court rules Texas can enforce law allowing police to arrest migrants. The Supreme Court on Thursday ruled that Texas could enforce an immigration law that would allow local officials to arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. Man, they're all over the downtown area here. Why don't you guys go there? Okay. Hello, police in El Paso Police Force. They're all downtown. Okay. I'll give you a hint. This means the law can go into effect as litigation occurs in lower courts. According to CNN, the court rejected an emergency request from the Biden administration that claims states don't have the authority over immigration and that it's strictly a federal issue. The law in question is Senate Bill 4, and it allows police to arrest migrants who illegally cross the border and give judges authority to deport them back to Mexico. But guess what? Mexico says... Mexico says go fuck yourself. Thank you, Todd. Yeah, actually, Carrie Lake, man. Carrie Lake. I've heard stuff that she's not, but I don't know. Carrie Lake seems like a good pick to me. But who knows? Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott signed the legislation last year, but it was blocked by a federal judge last month. Look at all this lawfare. Do you understand when I say that if Trump gets in conventionally, there's going to be lawfare at every turn? How is he going to do anything? You get my drift? So Greg Abbott signed the legislation last year, but it was blocked by a federal judge last month, it's a huge win. Texas has defeated the Biden administration and ACLU's emergency motions at the Supreme Court. Our immigration law, SB4, is now in effect. As always, it's my honor to defend Texas and its sovereignty and to lead us to victory in court, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wrote on the social media platform X. Three liberal justices dissented with Justice Sotomayor, writing that the law would upend the longstanding federal state balance of power and sow chaos, which is coming to a theater near you or a neighborhood near you. But Mexico says it will not accept migrants sent back after the U.S. Supreme Court allowed Texas to enforce immigration laws. So they're like, no, pero we don't want them. No. I don't think so. Pero we don't need them. We don't want them here. I know people in Juarez, folks, and they don't want them there either. So the Juareños and the Juareñas do not like immigration. They do not like it over there either. So I know families over there, and they're very family-oriented. Believe it or not, Mexico has great family values, something that America lacks. They don't like seeing these people just come over and take over their city either. They're in Juarez, Ciudad Juarez as well, and they don't like it. They don't like it. I have friends over there. I have family over there. They don't like it. DeSantis, flying Haitian migrants to Martha's Vineyard is on the table. Really, guy? Why don't you do something like Abbott? Okay, at least do that. This is how you know who Ron DeSantis truly is. Nah. He's not going to do something like Abbott's doing. He's going to go ahead and say, no, you know what? We're going to pull some cute little antics, and we're going to send them over to Martha's Vineyard. I'm going to put my foot down. We're going to use your tax dollars to put them on buses and planes and get them out of here. We're going to use your tax dollars. And they still stay in the country. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Ron. Oh, Ronnie boy, Ronnie the clown. I called him out a long time ago when nobody else was. Nobody. Fighter instincts, folks. Governor Ron DeSantis suggested Tuesday that Florida could sponsor a new wave of migrant flights on your tax dollars. On your tax dollars, Florida. This time using the controversial state-funded program to transport Haitians who enter the U.S. after fleeing the chaos unfolding on the island nation. So the people behind Ronnie Boy basically are like, No. Don't send them home. Send them further into the United States. That's what we'll do. That way, you can please the patriots and at the same time, please us. We do have our transport program also that's going to be operational, the Republican governor said. Haitians land in the Florida Keys. Their next step very well be Martha's Vineyard. I'm putting my foot down. We're sending them to Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, that's going to work. They're still in America. You're just transporting them further into America. You're fucking helping them, buddy. Buddy, you're helping them. He's helping them. That's all he's doing. He's saying, oh, let me give you a little boost. There you go. Get further into America. Ah, there you go. Nice little pat on the ass. There you go. Trump has failed to get appeal bond for $454 million civil fraud judgment, lawyers say. Mr. T's efforts to secure a bond to cover a $454 million judgment in New York civil fraud case has been rejected by 30 surety companies. His lawyer said on Monday, inching him closer to the possibility of having his properties seized. Can you believe this shit? The former president must either pay the sum out of his own pocket or post a bond to stave off the state seizure while he appeals. Justice Arthur Engoron's February 16th judgment against him for misstating property values to dupe lenders and issuers. I got to tell you one thing. I would not want to be this judge. I would not want to be this guy. Mr. T, two of his adult children and other Trump Organization executives had so far approached the 30 companies through four separate brokers without success, his lawyer said. The other defendants face judgments totaling $10 million. The bonding company would be on the hook for any payout if Trump loses his appeal and proves unable to pay. The case brought by New York State Attorney General Letitia James Jackson in September 2022 is one of the several legal travails. The businessman turned Republican candidate faces as he seeks a November 5th election rematch with Democrat President Sleepy Joe Biden. And now they're trying to change Joe Biden's nickname to Smoking Joe. Well, all I got to say is, you know what happened to Smoking Joe? Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. That's what happened to Smoking Joe. So go ahead, give him that nickname. Trump appeals Georgia judge ruling seeks ouster DA Fannie Willis, motherfucker, from election fraud case. So lawyers for Donald Trump and eight co-defendants filed an emergency appeal Monday of a Georgia judge's decision allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, motherfucker, to say on the sweeping election fraud case against the former president. They contend the ruling doesn't go far enough by just forcing out Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Willis and Wade admitted to having an affair, but contended that Willis did not improperly benefit from having hired Wade to oversee the case against Trump and 14 others accused of it.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Illegally conspiring to overturn. Illegally conspiring. It's so hard. It's so hard to read this shit. And you know what? When I pick these articles out and I'm about to read them to you guys, the entire purpose of my little segment here is to read it the way I'm reading it. Sarcasm. Sarcasm, humor, and ridiculousness. So if some of you say to yourself, I don't like how he yelled so much, all these impressions are just too crazy for me. It's because the news is that crazy. And I read it like a jackass because it's jackass news. Okay. And you all fall for it. I'm just breaking you out of the little matrix here. Peter Navarro, Trump's advisor, reports to prison. Peter Navarro voiced frustration at a press conference on March 19th, just before turning himself over to authorities in Miami, Florida, to begin a 4-month sentence at the city's minimum security prison. Minimum. The former Trump White House trade advisor. How long is he going for? What did it say? 4 months? Shit. You got off easy, homie. 4 months. Yeah, just read a few books. You'll be all right. That's what I did in jail. I read books. I read a lot of books. Jail's not so bad, actually. Pero I went down as the Mexicano. I hung out with my clique. But you know what? A lot of the woods, which are the white guys, were pretty pissed off. They say, hey, homie. Hey, man, you don't look Mexican, man. You look more white. And I was like, you know what, ese? Try it, Holmes. I'm hanging with my vatos. I'm hanging with my eses. I'm from El Paso, clique, Holmes. That's my raza. Yeah. But I read a lot of books. Actually, I really didn't associate with anybody. I was just kind of on my own. I would, you know, the one horrible thing about being in jail is the beds. The beds suck. And I have a bad back, so that was not good. I think the overall worst part of jail was the when you're in county and you're in the holding cell and people are taking a shit and you all have to smell it in the little holding cell and you're packed in there like sardines and you got drunk guys in there like when you're just, and I was kind of next to the toilet and then they have the drinking fountain coming out of the toilet. So it makes you wonder, So at the top of the toilet, the metal toilet, is the drinking fountain. So after someone takes a dump and you're thirsty, you know, you have no choice but to go drink out of the toilet. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's such a nice place. Oh. Peter Navarro declined to turn over records for the committee, citing the former president's executive privilege that allowed some presidential records to be blocked from disclosure. I am not nervous, Mr. Navarro said to the reporter on March 19th. I am pissed. When I walk in that prison today, the justice system such as it is, we have done a crippling blow to the constitutional separation of powers of executive privilege, he added. What's your all's thoughts on Elon Musk? You're basically giving yourself a blumpkin. What's that? What's a blumpkin? I wouldn't be able to pee. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm telling you, it's pretty. I'm sure some of you in here have been in jail. Elon Musk predicts a universal high income as jobs are phased out and employment becomes obsolete. It'll be somewhat of an equalizer, he says. So, Elon Musk made some striking predictions about the impact of artificial intelligence on jobs and income at the inaugural AI Safety Summit in the UK in November. The serial entrepreneur and CEO painted a utopian vision where AI renders traditional employment obsolete but provides an age of abundance through a system of universal high income. In other words, socialism. All right? And then what's that slippery slope lead to? Communism. Oh, yes. We got you. We are waiting for you. The Chinese are waiting with their little hands and their little penises out. It's hard to say exactly what the moment is, but there will become a point where no job is needed. And if you know, I've been to a few McDonald's and I don't eat there. I've just walked in to take a piss when I'm on the road driving, and I walk in and there's nobody taking orders anymore. It's strictly just these screens that you can walk up to and put your order in. And I don't know do they even cook McDonald's food? Don't they just heat it up in the microwave? I don't know what they do, but, I only saw like three people working there. When I remember McDonald's used to have like 10, 15 people working at a time there. Now it's like nobody. And it makes you think, so all these immigrants are coming into our country. Are they looking for all their jobs are being taken by AI? So what are they doing here? Think about that. All these people say, well, you got to let them in because they're going to take the jobs we don't want. Don't you know that? No, the AI is taking the jobs we don't want. I go to a grocery store and I have to check myself out. Okay. You want me to get my groceries and then go check myself out? That pisses me off. I don't know about you all, but I don't like it. I don't like to check myself out and bag my own shit. And then they charge me for the bag, 10 cents a bag. So universal high income is coming, according to Elon Musk.
Sure.
Musk's concept of a universal high income appears to be evolution of the universal basic income, UBI, idea supported by other tech leaders like Sam Altman. Oh, boy. This is a nightmare. Dystopian nightmare, folks. Dystopian nightmare. And I don't know if you guys saw the video that I put up about what's your social credit score. That's what they want to come. They're going to try to phase that in. I don't know how they're going to do it. If it's going to happen by an unplugging and then a reset, and then I don't know how they're going to do it. But it's looming. That's what they want. We got one shot to win this, and we're going to win. Believe me when I say we're going to win. I'm very optimistic because you can't beat God. Okay, God, if God designed us to be co-creators, he designed us to co-create because I believe God is experiencing at each and every one of us like nodes of consciousness so that God can experience himself. If that makes sense. So why would he let anything happen to his co-creators, his army of creators that he so enjoys to co-create so he can experience them? Does that make sense? Do I make sense? I don't know if I make sense, but that's how I see it. I see God as the ultimate creator, and we're his little creators creating together. And if that gets shut down, then God cannot fully enjoy his creation. Does that make sense? I don't know if it does. No? Well, that's because your IQ is low. That's not, it's not your fault. Oh, boy. All right. The Kennedy family, with one notable absence, joins President Biden at the White House. Now, what would you do if, I don't know, Trump's family went to go join Biden's family at the White House? Of course, Trump's not there, but his family's there. His whole entire family's there. That's all you need to know. To mark St. Patrick's Day, America's most famous Irishman, President Joe Biden, hosted the family of America's first Irish Catholic president. But there was one notable absence that can hardly be ignored. A White House visit Sunday by dozens of family members of President John F. Kennedy did not include Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running as the independent against Biden in the 2024 presidential election. From one big Irish Catholic family to another, it's great to have the Kennedys here, Biden said in remarks during the St. Patrick's Day celebration that also included Prime Minister Leo Varadkar of Ireland, who I think just stepped down. After the event, Kerry Kennedy, the younger sister of Robert Kennedy Jr., posted a photo of the Kennedy clan at the White House. The Kennedy clan at the White House. Nothing's changed, folks. Get what I'm saying? That says enough for me. That says everything to me. Everything to me. Bad move. Bad move. Because people like Nino is going to pick that shit up real quick, buddy. And Robert, I know you don't want to come on my show. I'm too small for you. Nah. I'll ask you the tough questions. And you don't want that. Nah. Nah, 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 nah. Because I will. Come on, buddy. Come on. Nino's waiting for you in the corner. Come on. Come on. I'm calling you outside. Let's go. Mano y mano. Answer some questions, buddy. Whew. Sorry. FBI has to face a lawsuit over no-fly list. Supreme Court. The FBI must face a lawsuit filed by a Muslim man who has since been removed from the Bureau's no-fly list. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on March 19th. The government has failed to demonstrate that this case is moot, the court stated in a unanimous ruling. While the government's representation that will not not relist Mr. Feaker may mean that the past conduct is not enough to warrant relisting. Anyway, this guy's suing for being put on the no-fly list. I'm pissed off. Okay, I'm mad. I get mad. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know where it comes from. I think that's a fighter in me. I still get pissed off. Do you ever, to be honest, are you ever in a grocery line at a store and it's taking forever? And this is when I think, yeah, I like the self-checkout. This is when I can go self-checkout. But sometimes I have a lot of groceries, and I'm like, and I have to weigh the vegetables, and I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that in a self-checkout. I don't know how to weigh the celery, the avocados, the onions. I just, yeah. So I'll be behind a really slow line, and I just think of myself, like, and I know it's not her fault, but I just think of, like, doing a front kick, bam! See how far she goes. Anyway. Breaking, U.S. government is warning states to be on guard for cyber attacks against water systems, citing ongoing threats from hackers linked to governments of Iran, China, Bloomberg reports. Is this what it means to watch the water? I don't know. Ricky Schroeder brought up a very good point on my show, if you watch it, which is on ninoscorner.tv. He said, what about our dams? The Hoover Dam and the other one up Colorado. I forgot the name of it. You guys know the other one? What's the other dam? Put it in here, please, por favor. Anyway, he's saying we need to watch our dams, which is also another crazy fact is someone gave Ricky Schroeder the Hunter laptop, by the way. So Ricky Schroeder got to see this. You guys got to watch this interview. It's epic. It's epic. It's a great interview. Anyway, let's get to some Kate Middleton news. Princess of Wales seen out for the first time since surgery. A new video shows the Princess of Wales shopping with Prince William over the weekend. CNN's Max Foster has the details. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Go to ninoscorner.tv. That's where you get the details. All right. Saudis want TikTok. Key senator criticizes Munchen's. Is it Munchen's? Munchen's TikTok bid ties to golf money. So Senator Ron Wyden, the chair of the most of the powerful Senate Finance Committee, sharply criticized former Treasury Secretary Stevie Munchen and his ties to money from the Middle East in his effort to buy TikTok from its Chinese owner. Munchen told CNBC last week that he's assembling a group of investors to buy the platform after the House overwhelmingly passed a bill forcing it to either be sold within 6 months or banned from app stores. I'm going to be having experts on the whole TikTok thing come on ninoscorner.tv to really lay it down. So they're coming on, I think, tomorrow. I think I got them tomorrow. I don't know if they're Chinese, though. If they watch my show, I'm very sorry. I make fun of a lot of people, and you're one of them. The White House has urged the Senate, where the bill has powerful backers and opponents in both parties, to move quickly. Munchen gave few details on who might be a part of this bidding group, except to say he was working with a combination of U.S. investors. So I've heard that they're going to sell. I heard that that's really their only option right now is to sell. So, boy, you know that's going to be a big money, TikTok. Saudi Arabia plans $40 billion push into artificial intelligence. The government of Saudi Arabia plans to create a fund of about $40 billion to invest in artificial intelligence, according to three people briefed by the plans. The latest sign of the gold rush toward a technology that has already begun reshaping how people live and work. You know what I can't stand is when AI answers my fucking phone calls when I'm calling, I don't know, an airlines to make a flight or a hotel. I don't want to talk to a robot. Undocumented immigrants have right to own guns, judge rules. Oh, boy. Judge this month dropped gun charges against an illegal immigrant in Illinois, sparking further debate about the rights associated with the Second Amendment. U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Coleman of the Northern District of Illinois referenced lower court rulings in dismissing firearm possession charges against Heriberto Carvalhar Flores, who was illegally and unlawfully in the United States. Ah, but give him a gun. Totally fine. Oh, you broke into the United States? Oh, don't worry about it. You want a gun? I know a guy that sells them down the road. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Now, breaking you out of the matrix. What is this? I said earlier in the show that I like to fast. I personally find intermittent fasting working for me. But there's articles coming out because they need to have a reason for this. Okay, so pay attention to what I'm saying right now. They need to have a reason for this, for everything that's happening with this. So they need an excuse. And guess what? Not only Diet Coke can cause heart failure, but guess what else? Fasting. If you don't eat enough, the intermittent fasting trend may pose risk to your heart. Really? You believe this? All right. Intermittent fasting, when people only eat at certain times of the day, has exploded in popularity in recent years, but now a surprisingly new study suggests that there might be a reason to be cautious. It found that some intermittent fasters were more likely to die of heart disease. You don't say. Wow. So if they eat less, wow. So if you eat less, I got you. Okay, makes sense. Makes sense to me. The findings were presented Monday at an American Heart Association meeting in Chicago. And focused on a popular version of intermittent fasting that involves eating all your meats in just 8 hours or less, resulting in at least a 16-hour daily fast, commonly known as time-restricted eating. The study analyzed data on the dietary habits of 20,000 adults across the United States who were followed from 2003 to 2018. They found that people who admitted to the eating plan had a 91% higher risk of dying from heart disease. I had heart problems. Heart problems run in my family. My dad's had 3 open heart surgeries. So obviously I got to watch myself. And I went to the hospital in 2019 after a fun weekend of cocaine and drinking. And I had what's called holiday heart. And the doctor told me, you're too young for this. You can die. Your heart is messed up. You have atrial fibrillation. You're not doing good, son. And I said, I don't care. I don't want to live long anyway, right? That was my view on shit back then. My life sucked. Anyway, not shortly after that, and I don't even think this is what led me to quit drinking. It was more God telling me, you got to stop drinking, Dave. I quit drinking. I stopped drinking. I'm sober. Now, fast forward 4 years later, I went to the heart doctor and said, hey, I think I need to get a checkup and just see where I'm at. Guess what, folks? Guess what? All I've been doing is not drinking and fasting. Guess what happened to me? My own personal experience. Completely corrected. I wore a heart monitor for 2 weeks. I did physical activity. They had me doing everything. And guess what? Just by those two things. Looks pretty good. The old ticker's still going. Now, I don't know. My blood pressure lowered substantially as well. So, I do drink a lot of black coffee when I'm fasting. I guess that's okay, right? They say that's okay. John Precier. Thank you. So let's get to what the fuck news. Let's get into some what the fuck news. Hey, yo. All right. This is good. This is a good one. Shocking moment. New York City homeowner is put in handcuffs and shameless squatters are allowed to stay after tense standoff at her $1 million home. Adelie and Delora, 47, encountered several squatters at her Queens property. One man nearly broke the door down as he attempted to get inside, leading to a heated dispute. And Delora was arrested for changing the locks on her home. This is her place. A violation of New York City illegal eviction law. A violation for people that broke in and are staying there. You can't lock them out. A New York City woman was arrested following a heated confrontation with a squatter who claimed he had rights to live in her $1 million home. Ah, fuck you. I like your home. I'm just going to live here. You can't do anything about it. I've been staying here a few days, and now I say it's my home. So what are you going to do about it? Adelie and Delaro, 47, inherited the property on a quiet street in Flushing, Queens. She planned to sell it, but noticed someone had replaced the front door and changed the locks. Someone took over her house, changed the front door, and changed the locks. She was surprised to learn that squatters had moved in last month and refused to leave. It's enraging. It really is, Andaloro told ABC 7 New York. It's not fair that I, as a homeowner, have to be going through this. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I would have handled it a totally different way. I would have. I don't know. Just saying. Fucking crazy. I am crazy. I am so waiting. You have no idea. I'm waiting, salivating, for the right troll to win that trip, round trip, to come see me and take a left hook to the jaw. You're going to take more than that, believe me. Oh, boy. By the time someone does the investigation, it will be well over 30 days, and that man will have stolen my house. So by the time they finish the investigation, she's going to lose her house because it's theirs now. Jeez. She left upon seeing the cameras, meaning Andaloro was set free to enter the property, was free to enter the property deed in hand. This is proving everything I said. This is my furniture. These are my curtains, she said, pointing. This is unbelievable. The fact that she even has to go through this, that she even has to endure this. I don't know why anybody lives in New York. Why do you live in New York? Why do you live in California? I don't get it. I do not understand it. It's time to go, you know? But then again, I also respect the fighters that say, no, this is where I'm from. I'm going to stay here and fight. Ah, boy, I don't know. As she ventured further inside, she found two men, including one asleep in a bedroom. One of the men claimed to have moved in 2 days earlier. Then they called the police on her. They called the police on her. Oh, boy. Police arrived and began interviewing the men. When asked to show documentation showing they had been there for more than 30 days, the men were unable to provide the proof. The men who claimed to have moved in 2 days earlier was taken into custody while police escorted the other man as he lugged off a suitcase down the street. So she finally got, I guess, vindication. Before the police left, they cautioned her against changing the locks. It's illegal to turn off utilities, change the locks, and remove the belongings of someone who claims to be a tenant under city law. It's illegal to do that. You cannot do that. And she had no idea these were her tenants living there for free. She had no idea. They just moved in. Man, the whole system's against us, folks. The whole system is against us. That's why it's important for the whole fucking thing to come down, man. The whole damn thing. It's dirty. It's filthy. It's corrupt. Fuck it. All right, folks. I'm going to answer. My YouTube agent told me I need to answer super chat questions. So, if you want to throw me a dollar like a stripper, I'll answer some questions. Go for it. Let's give it a few minutes here and see if anybody has a question on Super Chat. I'm willing to take the question on the chin. All right, let's go. Let's see. Does anybody have a dollar for old Nino? A dollar for Nino? Dollar for Nino. Dollar for Nino. Go ahead. Let's see if anybody's got it. I'm going to just be here for a few minutes taking questions from Super Chat. The bloodbath narrative got shut down pretty fast. Yeah, it did. It did. It really did. Well, this is working out like a fucking turd in a punch bowl, isn't it? How's the EE system working? Oh, it's pretty damn awesome. It's pretty damn awesome. I like it. So any super chats, at all, tear down the build back proper. Tear down. Yeah, I agree with that. All right, folks, I'm not going to be on your. Oh, here they go. How is the ghost? The ghost is doing amazing. He's always in pain. Seems like. it always sounds like he's vaping. Who is your favorite interview? Oh, boy. That changes monthly. I don't know. I got to see the person with the best intel for me has always been Juanito. But, I mean, they are long, long, long interviews, and my ass goes numb. Can you say happy 91st to my dad, Eddie, today? Happy 91st, old man. Eddie, happy 91st birthday, buddy. Are you married with kids? No, I am not. Michigan Patriot. Hi, David. Oh, hello. How are you? You always got to add the S. Yes. I bet all you know it's your crisis. You got to add the for them, like you have to add, you got, trust me, I've lived in El Paso long enough. You always got to add the S at the end. You got to say, I put your crisis. Maybe trying to swimming Axel Bro fresh. He can't even do that right now. What's up with the Brunson brothers? I don't know. I need to catch up with them. They're doing something, though. They're doing something with Juanito. I need to check in on the Brunsons. When are you getting married? But I don't know. It's maybe to the crazy woman outside. Shout out to Henry. My husband cured. I can't say that on here. Everyone read that. Share the word. It's fluff tube. I can't say stuff like that. Will you be my date to the... Yes, I will. Absolutely. Joel Pressier, thank you. I appreciate all of this. Hey. Let's take a couple more. Happy birthday to your dad. My dad, it's not his birthday, not till December. Where did you think of that Roy Jones Jr. Johnny Tapia fight? What? What happened to Kimbo? Kimbo's dead. Why is it doing that? How many lead slingers should I own? Have 10 now, but I could have a few more. Thanks, Nino from Michigan. Lead slingers. You misspelled that. Get as many as you can. Why do many in the community throw? I don't know, man. I mean, everyone can have their own opinion on anybody. What are your thoughts on Jay? My thoughts are, I don't even want to say that on FluffTube, but very well possible, if you know what I mean. And in fact, I think I'm leaning toward yes. I'm leaning more towards yes. Have you met your better half yet? It's my right hand. Sancho's right hand. Thoughts on Ryan Garcia? I think he's having Ryan Garcia, great fighter. I wish him well in this fight. I think he needs a focus, but I think of the talent that he has, to be honest with you, that kind of talent, he just needs a couple weeks of real focus, almost like a Johnny Tapia. Johnny Tapia used to be the craziest fucker out there, and, man, he'd be using drugs and stuff up until a couple weeks of the fight and then go in there and whoop some ass. How did you meet Juanito? I met him through the podcasting, through all other podcasters. Can you interview Ayla Ringross, energy healer? Yeah. Send me her contact. Send it to Nino's Corner 77, Nino's Corner 77 at Gmail. Where's Stryker, David? Well, Stryker's, he's running around the house. He likes to play hunter. He likes to be the hunter. He's always stalking me. The cat's always stalking. Everywhere I walked in the kitchen, going to my bedroom, he's always like, and then I spot him and he goes, it's funny. I think that cats are hilarious, and I love having a cat. I never thought I'd be a cat person, but they are the coolest animals. You believe Gene DeGode is right over the – yep, I do. I agree with a lot of the stuff he says. He's a brilliant guy. Sometimes I think he's too brilliant, maybe a little crazy. Who knows? Will we know Juan's ID one day? Yes, at some point. Ever heard of the Egyptian Artifacts Act? Yes. That's funny you say that. I was just watching a documentary on it last night before I went to bed. I watched things like that. There's a cave in the Grand Canyon that has Egyptian artifacts that nobody can go into. It's like right in the middle of the cliff. Dude, if you're up for it, come to Missouri for whitetail deer hunting. Have a farm next to the reigning Missouri firearms record. Love you. Love to have you. I would absolutely come. And everyone in the Christspiracy documentary will get pissed off at me. because I don't believe Jesus was a vegan. Just my opinion, but whatever. They do a good job convincing a lot of people. Some people do believe Jesus was vegan. Me personally, I do not. Yeah, I know about that. Did you know that the MSM did a hit piece? Yeah, I know. But nothing happened, did it? What about having a one-on-one carnivore? What about having a one-on-one carnivore, Sean Baker, Anthony Chaffee, or Karen? Okay, yeah, sure. Don't send it my way. Nino's Corner 77 at Gmail. I guess that's it. I'll wait 30 more. Oh, there's one. Bobby K went on Shirka show. Well, I'm going to ask different questions, aren't I? Thanks for everything. Almost 5 months sober. Good for you. That's awesome, Monica. That's awesome. 5 months. Keep going. You're already there. You got through the hard part. It does get easier. Even though I say I have dreams about drinking and things like that, it does honestly get easier. It does get a little easier. I think about it sometimes, and I go see my friends. I've gone to the bars a couple times just to go test myself and to see, like, let's just see how I feel. And every single time I go and I see my friends drinking and they're sloppy and fat and just greasy looking, I'm like, nah, no, thank you. I'm out of here. Can't get their shit together in life. I'm like, I don't want to do it. And many times I've been like, I've thought about it, but I'm good. I'm good now. No. Do you think there will be a – no, I don't. They're going to try for it, but then there's – let me ask you all the question. Do you guys think there will be? Because I don't. I don't. Personally, I don't. If I was – I'm a gambling man, so I'm putting all my chips on black, if you know what I mean. Black. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting – and the black sheep of broadcasting. Later, folks. See you. What is today? Wednesday? See you Friday. Are you going to Scott McKay's thing? No, I'm not. I'm not going to Ohio. Folks, I am not going to Ohio. Not going. I'm not going to the McKay thing in Ohio. So please understand that I got too many responsibilities and things I got to do here. All right, folks. I'm out. Later.